parties have always said that they would be adding to the ticket, and I'm delighted they have put their trust in me. I believe that it will be an historic election, and having spent a good bit of time recently on the doors, I know the hunger for change is still out there. I know that there are challenges facing Donegal, and during my time as councillor, I've championed my own area, and specifically the fishing and coastal communities and farming and tourism industries. And now I look forward to standing up for Donegal and these communities at a national level. This is a move aimed at firmly putting Donegal at the heart of the next government. And I think my track record on the council over the last decade has been exemplary, and I'm excited to be given the opportunity to bring that focus and drive to Dáil Éireann and to represent Donegal.
A lot of parties have a big focus on gender quota this time round. That's obviously not the case for Sinn Féin and Donegal anyway, Councillor Jordan.
Well, I think as far as gender quota, and we have led the way, we have two female leaders, as you know, this time around, as was in the Donegal constituency, that's not the case. But we will certainly be adding a huge amount of female candidates.
A three strategy candidate was adopted by Sinn Féin back in 2016, and it ultimately resulted in Deputy Padraig McLaughlin losing his seat that time round. Is it a risky strategy when it didn't work that time, Councillor Jordan?
Well, put it this way, politics is always risky. But I always say I was on the doors in 2020. And after the result of that election, we had 2.7 of quota. And I think it would be an injustice if the party didn't run a third candidate. And we've been asked about this a number of times. I've been asked about what would they run the third candidate. And we always said we would add a third to the candidate, a third to the ticket. And I'm delighted that they've chosen me and put their trust in me.